ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ मूकं करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः सो द फर्स्ट चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद्गीता टेल्स अर्जुन गोइंग थ्रू संसार and second chapter begins with Arjuna's request for knowledge. The seventh verse, karpanya dosha upahata svabhavah prichhamitvam dharma sammudha chetah yachreyasyat nischitam tadme bruhi. Now yachreyasyat nischitam bruhi tanme sishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam. So he asked for jnanam, that one verse tells, Arjuna being clear about his end being mokshaha, and jnanam being only means for mokshaha, Arjuna's clarity about jnanam and moksha being identical, and Arjuna's knowledge of limitations of other purusharthas, arthakama, dharmas also. And until he asked, Krishna never taught him. Though he was his contemporary, he was his playmate, he was his friend, Sakha, you know, but he never taught. Then he, after that, when Krishna started teaching, and the whole second chapter, as I told you earlier, is an epitome of Gita. The whole Gita, given in a nutshell, is second chapter. So always I told you, Sankshepaha, Vistaraha and Sankshepaha is the order of presentation of subject matter. Sankshepaha means the brief summary of the whole teaching is called Sankshepa. Now, Sankshepaha means brief presentation. Sankshiptam means brief, briefed actually. And then we say, and then so then the third to the 17th there is elaboration. Vistara na vistarena kathanam is what? The elaborate discussion of the same subject matter given in actual second chapter. This third to 17th. Again 18th chapter is what? The summary of the all the third to 17th. So again Sankshepaha. That means Tadapata becomes very clear. Present it in a nutshell, like headlines, news headlines, then elaborate on the headlines of news, then again present it briefly to make it very clear. So there won't be any confusion at all. So the second chapter, mainly the three topics discussed, what are they? Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga and Jnani Lakshana. Three topics are there. Jnani Lakshana, Jnana Phalam, the glory of knowledge. When a Jnani is discussed, the characteristic features of a Jnani is discussed. That means what? Actually, the knowledge is glorified. It's a glorification of Jnana, knowledge. So, Jnana Phalam is highlighted. And then there's a Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, three topics. So, we can say from second chapter, 12th verse onwards, till the 25th verse, 12th to 25th. Second chapter, remember, you have to recollect now. Second chapter, 12th verse onwards. What is? Natve vaham jato nasam, natvam neme janadhipah. There onwards. Achedyo yamat. We can say this. 25th verse, till 25th verse, wherein Atma Swarupam is discussed. Those are the verses which reveal the nature of Atma, indestructibility of the Atma is highlighted in those verses. This is Jnana Yoga. Atma Swarupa Vicharaha is presented where? From the 2nd to the 12th to the 25th. And thereafter, there's also Karma Yoga is discussed. Same chapter. This is nutshell, isn't it? The 3rd chapter elaborately discusses the Karma Yoga. The Karma Yoga discussed in the 2nd chapter. 37th, 38th, 48th, no? different verses where Karma Yoga is discussed in 2nd chapter. That Karma Yoga is elaborately discussed in the 3rd chapter. Elaboration of the Karma Yoga discussed in 2nd chapter is what? The 3rd chapter. And what is 4th chapter now? 4th and 5th chapter are elaboration of the Jnana Yoga discussed in the 2nd chapter. Where from 12th to 25th, the verses unfolded, now the explanation given in the 2nd chapter, the 12th to the 25th, those verses are elaborately discussed in 2 chapters. Why? Because the Atma Swarupam is what now? Jnana Yoga, the subject matter of Jnana Yoga is very subtle, very abstract, you know, it needs better understanding. So the 2 chapters presenting the same subject matter, 4th and 5th. So 3rd chapter elaborates the Karma Yoga, 4th and 5th chapter elaborate on what? The Jnana Yoga presented in 2nd chapter from 12th to 25th. This is the background we need to know before we enter into the 4th chapter. And what is the 4th chapter? As we have, every chapter has a title. The main subject matter is taken as the subtitle of the chapter. And the title also is mentioned by the word yoga, isn't it? So like Arjuna Vishada Yogaha, no, Vishadaha, the despondency of Arjuna, Arjuna's despair is the subject matter, how Arjuna became sorrowful. The context person is like first chapter, so Vishada Yogaha. Then Sankhya Yogaha. So, samyak khyayate anena iti sankhyam, you know, that through which something is very clearly understood, saha shastra subject matter, that is therefore second chapter is called Sankhya Yoga. Knowledge is the main topic of the subject matter of second chapter. The 3rd chapter, Karma Yoga, you know all about karma. We studied. And the 4th chapter, now, Jnana Karma Sanyasa Yoga. You can call it Jnana Yoga actually, but Jnane, so he's talking about the Karma Sanyasa Yoga. Jnana Karma Sanyasa Yoga. Now, Sanyasaha, renunciation of karma, is what? No, Karma Sanyasa. And when do we renounce karma? There is no such thing called renunciation of karma. Because we studied in the 3rd chapter itself, even a Jnani performs karma. As an Ajnani, one has to do karma. Even otherwise, how, as long as one has his body, mind, and complex, one is alive, one has to do choicelessly karma, because the karma is always caused by the gunas of Prakriti. There's no time, nobody ever remains without doing any karma, even for a second. Nahi kaschit kshanamapi tishtati akarmakrit. We read that also. Therefore, then what does it mean, karma sannyasa then? Jnanena karma sannyasa. So we see the meaning of the title Jnana Karma Sannyasa elaborately later on. Let us go to the text, okay? Jnanena karma sannyasa, Jnana Karma Sannyasa. Karma sannyasa means being, we saw even 3rd chapter itself, Karmanam anarambhat naishkarmyam purushaha na ashnute. Naishkarmyam means nishkarma, means actionless. Naishkarmyam is a noun, actionlessness. Naishkarmyam purushaha na ashnute means what? One does not attain actionlessness. So actionlessness actually is actually the swarupam of the Atma. One recognizing one swarupam being what? Actionlessness. Atma being actionless. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Chaitanyam, consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness. Actionlessness is the swarupam. That is, Naishkaram is the swarupam of the Atma. Once one understands one swarupam being Chaitanyam, then one becomes free from what? One becomes free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. So one become, by recognizing one swarupam being pure consciousness, Chaitanyam, thereby understanding actionlessness being the swarupam of consciousness, Chaitanyam, thereby freeing oneself from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, is what in fact becoming, acting, this is called karma sannyasa. Jnanena karma sannyasa. There is no real renunciation of karma. Physically, nobody can ever give up any activity. Physically giving up activity makes one a lazy, idle, doesn't make one an actionless person. Who is actionless person? Actionless, even if he performs, a person is actionless person if he is free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Isn't it? Free from doership and enjoyership. It is the freedom from doership and enjoyership, the notion that one is the doer, that freedom from the notion of one being the doer is what? Actually, naishkarmyam, attainment of actionlessness, attainment of moksha. In fact, that is what is karma sannyasa through knowledge. There is no real giving up of renunciation of actions. But karmane sannyasa, for jnanaya karma sannyasaha, no? Jnanena karma sannyasa, jnanat karma sannyasaha, jnanaya karma sannyasa, was for the sake of gaining jnanam. If a person gives up certain obligatory duties, no, then becomes totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge, then that sannyasa is called what? Vividisha sannyasaha. No, you have to understand that two sannyasas. Nyasaha. Nyasaha means actually renouncing. Sam sannyasyati. Nyasadhatuhu. Nyasyati means gives up. Sannyasyati. Sannyasyati. Sam prefix. With sam sannyasyati means what? Renounces totally. Gives up completely. Renounces for good. Gives up for good is sannyasyati. Noun is sannyasaha. That means, what is given up here? Who is giving up what? Isn't it? So, sannyasaha means, actually, jnanaya sannyasaha, jnanat sannyasaha. Isn't it? For the sake of, when somebody wants to give up certain obligatory duties, social obligatory duties, obligatory karma, isn't it? And then that means because he wants to commit himself totally to the pursuit of knowledge. If a person decides, one can decide. If a person is very clear, mokshaha is the ultimate choiceless end. And all the time, if the mumukshutam, tira mukshutam, desire for moksha is so much in him, so burning in him, then naturally one can, it is possible, natural, I'm not saying it is wrong not to be committed, okay? It is natural for a person to become totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge. It depends upon how much is the urge. How urge is, the more the person is driven by his own, her own urge, one can become totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge. If all that I want is, if a person can, that's why we saw in even Mundaka Upanishad, we have beautiful verse, Pariksha Lokan Karmachitan. Nobody can really fohad upon, come on, you become sannyasi tomorrow. Okay, I'll give you orange dress. You take sannyasa. It's not that you can't go and tell somebody to take sannyasa. Sannyasa cannot be given or taken. Okay, sannyasa is purely in the mind, in one's own mind, isn't it? It shows the maturity of a person, and it's all not in saffron robes, it's all in the mind. Where your mind is, what your mind is committed to, what are you living this for? Wherever you go, whatever you do, what you're talking to, you're so focused. That is sannyasa. You know, not simply ordinary thing here. Because when people are very, very friendly, very nice to people, also people mistake you for granted, she take you for granted. No, they'll come up with all sorts of rubbish questions. Really speaking, sannyasa means a total commitment. You can't see the person's mind. The total commitment, that makes a person sannyasi. It's not the externally what you see is doesn't make one sannyasi. The mind, how can you see the mind? And the total commitment, that is the pariksha lokan karma chitan. No, nirveda mayad brahmanaha. No, the brahmanaha is the one, the mature person, is the one who learns from one's own life's experiences. One understands, I have lived so long, so many years I have lived, what have I achieved? I have achieved so many things, I have done so much of karma, what I have achieved. So what am I going to achieve? Now he knows the limitations of karma. One has to really turn back and see what all one has done throughout his life. What have I achieved till now? And definitely there will be dissatisfaction. And one cannot have a sense of fulfillment. Whatever one has accomplished, even without having accomplished, that's a different thing. Even if a person has really accomplished so much also, still there will be sense of what now? There won't be sense of fulfillment at all. There will be big dissatisfaction and frustration will be there. Whoever the person is, even if a person is really an accomplished person, it is very natural for one to, you know, to be frustrated, to feel dissatisfied with one's accomplishment or achievements in life. That is natural because there won't be sense of fulfillment because there is no freedom. Still there is emotional dependence. Accomplishments in terms of artha kamas really do not free a person from emotional dependence. That emotional dependence, no, it's a freedom from emotional dependence is the real accomplishment. You achieve so many things, still you are dependent on emotion, other things means what? Still, that is what is, that's how you feel bound and small and limited. So, pariksha lokan, all that one has accomplished one's life, lokan karma chitan, one which one has accomplished by doing that karma, this karma and all that. Pariksha lokan karma chitan. Now, when he examines and sees, naturally one becomes what? You know, nirvedam ayat, he becomes naturally he discovers dispassion towards all of them. Dispassion, why dispassion? He understands the limitations that the karma and the karma phalam, all the name, the fame, artha, the pleasures I have enjoyed in my life, the securities I have, you know, the what are all things I have, you know, I have achieved, I have accomplished as my security, and all of them. Now you know the limitations of them. Knowing the limitations of artha kamas or name, fame, etc., one has accomplished through karma, understand, then naturally one grows out of desire for them. This naturally growing out of desire for artha kamas one has achieved one's lifetime by doing karma, so many karmas, is what? No, by knowing their limitations. See, one can grow out of desire only when a person knows the limitation of it. That is called what? Discovering dispassion. Okay, the discovering dispassion by knowing the limitations is called what? Maturity, in fact. Such a person naturally drawn like anything towards jnana. His mind is really drawn towards jnanam, attracted towards jnanam. And if when he grows out of desire for other things, knowing the limitations, he becomes dispassionate towards other things, means the mind still has to have passion for something. The mind cannot be totally dispassionate. Only in jnanam total dispassion is possible. Only in moksha there will be total, only when you become emotionally independent, then you are totally dispassionate person. But answer, if you have grown out of desire for certain things, means you are dispassionate towards certain things. That doesn't mean you are totally dispassionate. Total dispassion is possible only in jnanam. Therefore, when you know the limitations of Arthakama Dharmas, you grow out of desire for Arthakama Dharmas, you become dispassionate to Arthakama Dharmas, and that means still you have passion. What is it, passion? No? You have passion for Jnanam. Isn't it? That passion for Jnanam, being dispassionate toward Arthakama Dharmas, knowing their limitations, is what now? A total commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. Then you can say that mind is what? Sanyasta Manaha. Understand now? That mind is what now? That mind is a mind which has renounced the desires for other things. It will be totally free from desire, okay? Certain Arthakama Dharmas. And we can say such a person is called Vividisha, such sannyasaha is called Vividisha Sannyasaha. Vividisha Sannyasa means what now? Vividisha means Vetum Icha Vividisha. Vetum Icha Vividisha. Desire to know is called Vividisha. Vetum Icha Vividisha. So Vividisha Sannyasaha means one committing oneself. Having discovered dispassion towards other Arthakama Dharmas, knowing their limitations, and having passion, total commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, one commits one to live a life of one is committed to the pursuit of knowledge. When a person lives a life sannyasa, that sannyasa is called Vividisha Sannyasaha. Vividisha is a desiderative word which means Vetum Icha Vividisha, desire to know. Like Bubuksha, Mumuksha, Jignasa, there are so many words. No? Desideratives. This is also Vetum Icha Vividisha, Sannyasa. And that is a lifestyle. So that's a person first lives a life of Karma Yoga, then Karma Yoga helps a person to become mentally, emotionally disciplined. Living life Karma Yoga itself is a discipline. Karma Yoga is a discipline, and it helps a person to become disciplined mentally, mentally prepared for Jnanam. And this life of this Vividisha Sannyasaha, Sannyasa lifestyle, which is a Jnana Yoga lifestyle, if a person is free from other things, then naturally his mind is available for contemplation. So he can live a life of self-enquiry or contemplation is what? Vividisha Sannyasaha. And if a person having lived a life of Vividisha Sannyasa, he gains Jnanam and becomes free, totally dispassionate person. Jnanam, a person becomes what? Totally dispassionate person. Isn't it? Then as a jnani, as a wise person, what is he then? His sannyasa is called Vidvat Sannyasaha. Jnani also sannyasi, isn't it? As a jnani, also one is a sannyasi. That sannyasa is called what now? Vidvat Sannyasaha. Vidvat Sannyasaha means what? One may be physically active, physically doing things, but still the person is free from the notion of being the doer and enjoyer. Okay, so being physically active, being free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, is what? Vidvat Sannyasaha. Is it clear now? So, Vidvat Sannyasaha, so Vividisha Sannyasi will become what? Vidvat Sannyasi. Vidvat Sannyasi is after Jnanam. Vidisha Sannyasaha before Jnanam. As a Vividisha Sannyasi, one has doership, enjoyership. But one deliberately renounces social obligatory duties in order to be totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge. And such a person is even supported by the society, where this culture, where this knowledge is appreciated, the knowledge is revered, that society even supports such sannyasi's life. They are supported by society also. Vidvat sannyasi, vividisha sannyasaha. And vidvat sannyasi is the one who is a vidwan. Vid means jnanam. Vidwan means, vidvat means jnanavat. Vidwan means jnanavan, wise person. Isn't jnanam? Vid jnanam asyasti iti vidwan, jnanavan. So jnanavat sannyasaha means what? Vidvat sannyasaha means actually the sannyasa, one he has given up what now? He has not given up anything. He is free from the all wrong notions he had about the self. I am the body, mind, sense complex notions have gone. Along with the notions, he is free from what? I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Aham punyavan, aham papavan. All those things added to aham is what now? All the wrong notions about the self he is free from now. He is free from the wrong notions about the self. He is vidvat sannyasi. What has he given up? Nothing. All the notions have gone from him, gone away from him. He has given up the wrong notions. Understand? That's why he is vidvat sannyasi. But still he is physically active. This is what I want to say as an introduction to this chapter, before I begin this chapter. Okay, so we are going to see here what is jnanaya karma sannyasaha. Now also we understand both vidvat and vidisha sannyasa, understand very clearly here. It means understand the jnana yoga, nature of the atma. It's also self analysis, isn't it? So atma swarupa vicharaha we will have here. Thereby, you also understand what is vidvat sannyasaha, what is vidisha sannyasaha, and everything very clearly here. So, what is the topic elaborated here? Jnana yogaha. Three main topics: karma yogaha, jnana yogaha, jnana phalam. Three topics. Of them, karma yoga was discussed in the third chapter, jnana yoga was discussed in the fourth and the fifth chapter. So, we see the book now. Is it clear? Hope you won't have any doubt now. Vidvat sannyasaha, vidisha sannyasaha and all that. I think I told you earlier, no? I have mentioned about it, vidvat and vidisha sannyasaha. So, we'll read with the Bhashyam. ओम अथ चतुर्थोऽध्यायः अथ चतुर्थोऽध्यायः सी द अथ शब्द आल्सो इज मंगलवाचक इज एज गुड एज सेइंग ओम नो दैट अथ एंड यू से इट्स अ बिगिनिंग सो अथ आल्सो इज कंसिडर्ड अ मंगलवाचक इज एन ऑस्पिशियस अटरेंस लाइक ओम यः सिनो अयम योगः
अयम योगः
अयम योगः मीन्स व्हाट हियर दिस विस्डम योगः हियर मीन्स विस्डम नॉलेज नॉलेज ओके अयम योगः दिस नॉलेज व्हिच नॉलेज ही सेज अध्याय द्वयेन उक्तः अध्याय द्वयेन उक्तः अध्याय द्वयेनोक्तो ज्ञान निष्ठा लक्षणः ससन्यासः कर्म योगोपायो इट मीन्स व्हाट हियर लेट मी टेल यू सो अयम योगः दिस नॉलेज व्हाट नॉलेज दिस ब्रह्म विद्या दिस ब्रह्म विद्या इज डिपेंड ऑन दिस विस्डम अध्याय द्वयेन उक्तः ज्ञान निष्ठा लक्षणः मीन्स व्हाट नाउ दि विस्डम विच इज मेंट एज द कमिटमेंट टू द पर्स्यूट ऑफ नॉलेज ज्ञान निष्ठा लक्षणः ससन्यासः कर्मयोग उपायः सो सन्यास लाइफस्टाइल and karma yoga lifestyle, both lifestyles. Sa sannyasaha karma yoga means what? sannyasa lifestyle as well as karma yoga lifestyle, both lifestyles. So the wisdom, this knowledge of Brahman, this Brahma Vidya, this wisdom, isn't it? Here what now? That is involving what? The lifestyles committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Jnanishta lakshanaha. Sa sanyasaha karma yoga upayaha. Karma yogopayaha. Adhyaya dvayena uktaha. In two chapters they have been mentioned. Two lifestyles. Yasminne, wherein Vedartha parisamaptaha. Vedartha parisamaptaha means what now? The entire Vedic vision is completely, briefly now given. What are they? Pravritti lakshanaha, nivritti lakshanaha cha. See, what is Veda? If you say, Pravritti lakshanaha, nivritti lakshanaha. Veda purva bhaga, Veda uttara bhaga. You say, Pravritti lakshanaha means what? The karma kandaha including what? Upasana kanda. Karma upasana kandaha together form pravritti lakshanaha, portion. Pravritti lakshanaha bhagaha. Now, pravritti margaha. Isn't it? Pravrittyatmakam shastam is what? Karma upasana together constitute the first part. Veda Pura Bhaga. Then Veda Uttara Bhaga is what now? The later part of the Veda is Jnana Kandaha. Karma and Upasana together constitute the first part. The later part forms the Jnana Kandaha. Jnana Kandaha is Nivritti Lakshanaha and Karma Kandaha is Pravritti Lakshanaha. These two lifestyles, one is for preparation, one is for Jnanam. One is for preparation, preparing the mind for Jnanam. Other one is for Jnanam. Jnanaya Nivritti. Nivrityatmakam Shastram. And then Jnana Yogyata. Yogyata. Yogyatartham what? Pavrityatmakam Shastram. The two lifestyles. So two parts of the Veda. One is karma. See, this Pravrityatmakam Shastram, the Veda Purva Bhaga emphasizes, teaches the Karma Yoga lifestyle. Teaches Karma Yoga, which is for preparing the mind for Jnanam. The later part, Jnana Kandam, gives you the Brahma Vidya. This is the vision of the whole Veda. He says, the entire Vedic vision is what? Parisamaptaha, where? In second chapter. Second and third chapter, isn't it? He talks about it, actually. So, Vedartha Parisamaptaha. What is Vedartha? What is the vision of Veda? Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. Given in what? Pravritti Lakshanaha, Nivritti Lakshanaha. Isn't it? In the form of Pravritti and Nivrityatmakam. In the two parts of the Veda, where Gita Sucha Sarveshu, in the entire Gita, entire Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasu Ayameva Yogaha Vivakshitaha Bhagavata. What is that Bhagavan wanted to highlight, Bhagavan wanted to talk about the whole of Gita? Is two things. Karma Yogaha, Jnana Yogaha. Elaborate, what is Karma Yogaha, Jnana Yogaha? Two lifestyles. Two lifestyles are based on what? Based on one wish goal. What is that? Jnana Nishta Lakshanam. Based on the pursuit, based on the steadfast knowledge of the reality. Isn't it? Steadfast knowledge of the reality is the ultimate goal, which is itself is moksha. For which the two lifestyles. Isn't it? And those two lifestyles are highlighted where in entire Veda, in the Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda. It's a subject matter, isn't it? And the same thing is presented where? Vivaksha, again what now? Like Bubuksha, Vividisha, we have another word, Vivaksha. Vaktum Icha Vivaksha. What is it now? Vaktum Icha Vivaksha. Desire to speak. What is that Bhagavan intends to do through Bhagavad Gita? What is Bhagavan's intention? What is it Bhagavan wants to convey through the whole Gita? This is what Bhagavan wants to say. What is that? Whole Vedic vision is given here in Bhagavad Gita, he says. సో ప్రవృత్యాత్మకం శాస్త్రం కర్మకాండ, నివృత్యాత్మకం శాస్త్రం జ్ఞానకాండ. ఇన్ బోత్ కాండాస్ వన్ ఈస్ ఫార్ వన్ టీచర్స్ కర్మయోగ, వన్ ఎంఫసిస్ జ్ఞానయోగ, వన్ ఈస్ ఫార్ జ్ఞాన యోగ్యత, వన్ ఇస్ ప్రిపేరింగ్ ది మైండ్ ఫార్ జ్ఞానం, వన్ ఈస్ ఫార్ ది అసెప్టెన్ విషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ట్రూత్, ఇట్ వన్ ఈస్ ఫార్ ది జ్ఞానం. These two lifestyles, and two lifestyles are emphasized in the whole Veda. The whole Vedic vision is what? Presented again in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavan wants to give the same Shruti's vision through Bhagavad Gita. Now what he says here, now again Shankar Bhagavad Pada, what he says is, that what Bhagavan wants to give, that in two chapters, the whole second chapter, he presented the whole the vision in one chapter. There again, the Karma Kanda he presented where? In Karma Yoga. This Adhyaya Dvayena means second and third chapter together he talks about. Ayameva Yogaha Bhagavata Ivakshitaha. This vision of the Veda was intended by Bhagavan. Okay? Ataha. Therefore, parisamaptam vedartam manvanaha. Okay, therefore what now? Vedartam parisamaptam vedartam manvanaha. Thinking that Bhagavan has given the complete vision of the entire Vishnu, the entire Veda. Tam vamsha kathanena stauti Shri Bhagavan. Now Bhagavan glorifies the tradition. Bhagavan begins the fourth chapter by glorifying the tradition. Is it clear now? It's a good beginning, isn't it? Have you got it very clearly now? Is it very clear? Okay. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Now, Vamsha Kathanam. Vamsha Stauti means praises. Bhagavan Stauti. Stutihi is a noun. Stutihi means what? Noun, praise, glory. Isn't it? Stuti, mukha stuti, isn't it? Stuti means what? Praising is called stutihi. Stavaha also praise. Stavaha, masculine gender word. Stutihi, feminine gender word. Isn't it? And then stotram also neutral gender word. And then stauti is a verb, second conjugation verb, stauti. Stutihi, stavaha, isn't it? Then we can say what? Stauti is a verb, praises. Bhagavan glorifies praises. Bhagavan praises what now? Praises that knowledge. Bhagavan glorifies the knowledge, that vision, Vedic vision he glorifies. Tam vedartham stauti Bhagavan. Now, vedartham, parisamaptam vedartham manvanaha, tam vedartham stauti. He glorifies the knowledge. He Bhagavan praises the knowledge. Look at the greatness of this knowledge. Bhagavan really praises the greatness of Vedic wisdom. And how does he praise it? Vamsha kathanena. By presenting the glory of the tradition. Vamsha. Na sampradaya. Vamsha means what? How this knowledge has been coming down. Now that he is going to say that. Vamsha kathanam. He talks about he glorifies the knowledge by glorifying the tradition also. Vamsha kathanena. By talking about the kathanam means what? Talking about, by narrating, by saying, is it? By praising the vamsha, he praises the, glorifies the knowledge. How does he do? He says, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
I don't need to tell the meaning of the word Bhagavan. I don't need to tell you the meaning of the word Uvacha. Uvacha, you all know, at least even if you do not know very clearly, at least one thing you know, had said. It's a past perfect tense form of what? Vadati. Okay? Had said.
Imam vivasvate yogam, imam vivasvate yogam, proktavanahamoyayam, proktavanahamoyayam, விவஸ்வான்மனவே பிராஹ மனுரிக்ஷ்வாகவே ப்ரவீத் இமம் விவஸ்வதே யோகம் ப்ரோக்தவானஹமௌயயம் விவஸ்வான்மனவே ப்ராஹ மனுரிக்ஷ்வாகவே ப்ரவீத்
So, as I told you already, the word yoga has many meanings, you found out. But here you have to understand as Vedic wisdom. Vedic wisdom, the subject matter of the Vedaha. Now, aiming at the steadfast vision of the reality and revealing the lifestyles to be followed to gain that jnana vision is what now? Vedic wisdom. Is it clear now? So, yogam. Imam yogam, he says. Imam means why he says imam? Because what is under discussion now? What is being taught to Arjuna now? So, for imam means this. This vision of this wisdom, this Vedic wisdom, he says what now? Aham proktavan. And what is Vedic wisdom? Avyayam. Avyayaha yogaha. This Vedic wisdom actually is what? Avyayaha. Avyayaha means what now? Imperishable. Literally it means indeclinable. Here she has got a indestructible, imperishable, timeless, no, shastram, jnana. See, Vedic wisdom never becomes destroyed. No, in fact, knowledge is never destroyed. That is why, because knowledge is always in the form of vrittihi. Jnanam, any vision, any knowledge of anything, where is it? It is not in your hands and legs. Isn't it? It's in the form of thought only. Knowledge of anything is indestructible, really speaking. Very subtle. How can subtle thing be destroyed? Thought cannot be destroyed. You know that very well. Thought has no destruction at all. Thought cannot be destroyed. Thoughts can be resolved. But thoughts cannot be destroyed. And knowledge of anything is in the form of antakarna vrittihi. That is why knowledge can never be destroyed. Knowledge of anything, even whether knowledge of material science or knowledge of spiritual science, any knowledge is what? Indestructible. Because it is in the form of vritti. Even the body is destroyed, that vritti will be where? Resolved in the mind, and the mind will come back taking another body. Understand now? Still knowledge can get expressed. That is why it is sanatana dharmaha. Understand now, even if somebody comes and kills, you know, we want to undo this dharma, they can only kill what? The people. People who are killed, sukshma cannot be destroyed. Sukshma will come back. Again, the same novelty is there in dormant will get expressed again. Isn't it? So, sanatana dharma. I don't know whether I don't want to go to stories now. So, I want to tell a story. I don't want to go to story now. Okay, so avyaya. That's why it's called what now? Avyayaha. Na vyeti. Vyeti means what? Declines and decays. Vyeti. Vyayaha. That is why vyayaha means expenditure. Ayaha means income. Vyayaha means expenditure. You know that? Ayavya means what? Ayavya means income and expertise is called vyayaha. So, avyayaha, yogaha means what? Indestructible, imperishable, timeless, everlasting wisdom is what? Vedic, sanatana dharmaha. So, he says, imam avyayam yogam, aham proktavan, I had taught. Proktavan, prauktavan. Okay, proktavan. I told, I had taught, I had told, whom? Vivasvate. you know, I gave this wisdom to Vivaswan. Vivasvata is a fourth case. Vivasvata means what now? Fourth case. So Vivaswan is the name of the sun. Now, who is sun here? Suryaha. Which Suryaha? Surya Vamsha. Now, you know, the solar dynasty, we say, the foremost is solar dynasty is Suryaha, sun god himself. So, Aham Vivasvate Proktavan. I gave this vision, wisdom to the sun. Okay, who is sun here? Why sun is called Vivaswan? Do you want to know? Why sun is called Vivaswan? Suryaha is one name, Suryaha. Adityaha, Bhaskaraha, Dinakaraha, Divakaraha. We have so many words. And every word has a meaning. You know, Divakaraha, Dinakaraha, Prabhakaraha. You know all these names. The Suryaha is a very interesting word. Sushtu Yirayati iti Suryaha. Yirayati means enlivance. No, that one who energizes is called Suryaha. Similarly, Vivaswan also is name of the sun. Vivaha means annam. Vivaha means what? Food is called Vivaha. See, whenever I open my mouth, I can't miss the word annam, food. Somehow I am brought back to the word food, okay? I don't know. So, Vivaha means what? Annam. And Vivaha stands for what now? Energy. Annam stands for energy. What is food? Food is nothing but energy. Therefore, Vivaswan means Annavan. Annavan means what? Energyvan. Energyvan means what? Shaktivan, isn't it? So, in fact, we say the whole Jagat enjoys the energy drawn from sun only. Therefore, we say the solar energy alone becomes energy, the plant energy, food energy, all the energy that we see what now? Modified form of sun only. Therefore, Vivaswan means Annavan. No, in fact, the energizer, you can say enlivener, you can say no, Bhagavan is Shaktivan. So sun stands for all energy. For Vivaswan. So, okay? This is the meaning of Vivaswan. Vivaha means Annam. So, Vivaswate means fourth case, isn't it? Takarantaha, Pullingaha, Vivasvat Shabdaha, Tasya, Chaturthi, Vibhakto, Ekavachane, Vivaswate, Iti, Rupam. So, Vivaswate, I gave this Vedic wisdom to who? Vivaswan. Okay, the imperishable, indestructible, timeless Shastra's vision to Vivaswan's son. That means what? When he, Krishna, says this, he means what? Timelessness of the Shastram. That means this Shastram has been there. Lord, it has been there timelessly. And it was given by the Lord himself to Vivaswan. When? With the beginning of the creation was given. It only shows the timelessness of the Shastram. Then, what did Vivaswan do? Then Vivaswan Manave Praha. Then Vivaswan gave this to Manuhu. We have many Manus. Swayambhu Manu, Swarochisha Manu, like that. No, and he gave this to the Manu, his son. Manave Praha. And Manu what written? Then Manu who gave that to Ikshvaku. So Bhagavan gave it to son. Son gave it to Manu. Manu gave this to Ikshvaku. So he four people are mentioned here. That means what? Ikshvakave me, Abravit means all this knowledge has been coming down from one person to the other person. That means it has the timelessness of Shastram is revealed by glorifying the wisdom. How look at this, even today it is there means it has not been destroyed. It has been there. Always. That is the thing. And now Arjuna will have doubt like us, okay? Come on, don't tell me all this. Don't bluff Krishna. You know, you taught a sun god. What do you mean? You are my playmate. I know your date of birth. And you say, beginning of the creation, you taught this to sun god. What do you mean by this? Arjuna has typical question, like our question Arjuna has. Arjuna represents us. So we don't need to ask question now. So Arjuna is going to ask our question so we can find an answer. This is very interesting. So then he had to bring in what? Avatara.
Imam vivasvate yogam.
Imam vivasvate yogam.
Proktavanaha mauyayam. Proktavanaha mauyayam. Vivasvanmanave praha. Vivasvanmanave praha. Manurikshvakave bravit.
Manurikshvakave bravit.
Aham imam avyayam yogam vivasvate proktavan. First sentence. Vivasvan imam yogam manave praha. Manuhu imam yogam ikshvakave abravit. Is it clear now? This wisdom is clear now. I have added imam yogam to every sentence so that you know how, what, who gave to whom. We'll read the next, the bhashyam now. Imam, say no.
Adhyaya
dvayena
uktam yogam.
What is this now? Wisdom comprising of two lifestyles, karma yoga and jnana yoga, you know, revealed in these two chapters. Okay, the two chapters, and which is what now, which is revealed in the entire karma kanda and karma and jnana kandas of the Veda yogam. Vivasvate, who is Vivasvan? Bhagavan, Shankar Bhagavan gives the meaning Adityaya. Adityaya. When did I give this knowledge to son? Sarga Ado. Sargaha means creation. The beginning of the Srishti. Srishtihi is a feminine gender word. Sargaha is a masculine gender word. Sarga Ado means the beginning of the creation. Beginning of the creation. Proktavan aham. I taught this to, I gave this knowledge to Vivaswan, Aditya, son. For, he says, why? Jagat paripalayitrunam, kshatriyanam, bala adhanaya. I gave this knowledge to whom? Kshatriyanam. No, to those, no, Kshatriya. Who are these Kshatriyas? Suryaha is a Rama. Rama also comes in the family of what? Surya Vamsha only. Surya Vamsha stands for what? No, all Kshatriyas. And Kshatriyas, no, what are they? Jagat Paripala Itru. Paripala Itru means what? Protectors of the world. No, he says, Sargadav, Jagat Paripala Itrunam Kshatriyanam Bala Adhanaya. For the sake of gaining the proper strength required for protecting the world correctly. See, administration means what? Proper kings mean, Kshatriyas mean, they had to protect the world. Protecting the world means what now? Governing the world means being, you know, being able to administer, for being able to properly govern govern the universe, world, they need what? Strength. They need clarity. They need to make right decisions. They need to execute decisions. They must be very strong. Very, very strong. They need to get strength. And for to make right decisions and to implement the decisions, to do things correctly, all that they need is the clarity of understanding and strength they need for that for the sake of gaining strength required for governing and protecting the world properly. Now, I gave this wisdom to the Kshatriyas who came in the solar dynasty. So that I gave it to whom? The very sun. The sun has been giving these to his, from sun. The wisdom came from me to son, and son has been giving it to whom? To his people. Look at this now. The very teaching, he begins with Kshatriyas now. It's very important for a Kshatriya to be aware of Dharma. Brahmana already knows Dharma. He lives Dharma. He's okay, he's supposed to be. Okay, Brahmana already lives Dharma. He is only consultant. Okay? Kshatriya has to go and consult a Brahmana so that he will make decisions for him, and he'll just there's a set of things. And here Kshatriyanam Jagat Paripalayitru. Paripalanam means what? Palayati Palayitru means protector. Paripalayitru means protecting everybody's society. Protecting people of all classes. Isn't it? All levels. Every respect. Paripala means total protection. Complete protection. Pari stands for all around. All around protection. Isn't it? Not that you only one department. All the departments have to be looked after. So paripalanam means complete total protection is called paripalanam. And simply palanam itself is enough. Why should he use the word prefix pari? Is it palanam? Is it enough? Palayitru protector. Palanam protection. Paripalayitru means what? Those who have to look after the whole kingdom properly, everything in the society. Therefore, what for them? Kshatriyanam bala adhanaya, to gain strength, for the sake of gaining strength of those kshatriyas, I gave this wisdom to the son. Son gave this to Manu. Manu gave this to Ikshvaku. Beautiful, isn't it? Okay, now tena yoga balena yuktaha samarthaha bhavanti brahma parirakshitum. See, tena yoga balena yuktaha. See, those who are endowed with the strength of wisdom. Yoga bala means what here? Those yuktaha means those who are endowed with the strength of his wisdom. If they are exposed to the study, if they gain this wisdom, and they are endowed with what? Strength born of his wisdom. Yoga balena yuktaha. Those who are endowed with the strength of this wisdom. Samarthaha bhavanti. They become highly efficient. Samarthaha means if they become efficient. Samarthaha bhavanti. For what? Brahma parirakshitam. To protect the Veda. Because consciousness does not need protection. Why? Does consciousness need protection? No. Here Brahma means what here? Veda. Okay? Brahma parirakshitam. Veda needs protection. How can Veda be protected? Veda lived is Veda protected. Vedic vision, now Vedic, the Vedic teaching enjoined, isn't it? The lifestyle enjoined by Veda lived. We're taking what now? Protects the Veda. So here Brahma Parirakshitam, if the lifestyle enjoined by the Veda has to be lived, in order to be protected means, it needs what now? The people who live the lifestyle should be protected. The dharmis must be protected. For dharma to be protected, dharmis should be protected. For dharmis to be protected, there must be who now? There must be people who are strong. And how can they be? Who are the people who can really protect dharmis, that protect dharma, and who has strength? How do they gain the strength required to protect that, to fight against dharma, to protect dharma? They need strength. That strength, where do they gain from? By having the Vedic wisdom. Is it clear now? Look at this. Knowledge is strength. Bhagavan himself says here. Tena yoga balena yuktaha samarthaha bhavanti brahma parirakshitam. Okay, brahma kshatre paripalite jagat paripalayitum alam. See, brahma kshatre paripalite. See, brahma kshatre paripalite means when those kshatriyas, brahma kshatriyaha means what now? Brahma kshatra means, I mean, those who are kshatriyas by nature, they say those are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, And those who are highly committed to live a life of dharma, those all the value of dharma, those who can protect dharma, they are brahmakshatra. Okay, brahmakshatra, brahmakshatriyas are protected, paripalite, jagat paripalayitum alam. To protect the world, what do you need? You need brave, courageous, wise people who know the value of dharma, who are committed to live a life of dharma. Isn't it? People are too pious, means what? People are highly good, goody-goody, but not at all brave. Isn't it? So people should be brave, people should be strong. At the same time, their knowledge, their bravery and knowledge, the strength should be backed by what? Their knowledge of value of values and the commitment to live a life of dharma. That must be the thing, isn't it? For such people to be there, if they have such people are there, that is enough to protect the world. What do you need for protecting the world? Then all the laws will be supportive. The nature will be very, very supportive and conducive for the life will not be affected by so natural calamities. We can be eco-friendly. We can live an eco-friendly life. How? If we can have all the phenomena, in good, can have them all in good humor, means they'll all bless us. We don't need to worry about it because the world is protected by the nature itself. For which, what do you need? You need to have more people who are able to live a life of dharma. Isn't it? To be able to live a life of dharma, what do you need for that? If you want the nature to be supportive, now propitiate your lives means you have to be propitiating the nature. How? You have to learn to live a life of dharma, for which you should know the value of dharma. You be committed to live a life of dharma, and to be committed to live a life of dharma, knowing the value of dharma, you must be what? You must be very strong. Where do you get the strength? You must know the value of this. You must have this wisdom. Isn't it? So jagat paripalayitum alam. See, Bhagavan makes it so clear. To protect the world, you don't need anything else. What do you want? Jagat paripalayitum alam. It is enough to protect the world. No, paripalayitum, totally, alam, enough. What is enough? Brahmakshatre paripalite. Brahmakshatre paripalite means what? The people who are brave and strong and who know the value of dharma, who are committed to live a life of dharma, if they are dharmi, are protected. Is it? Protected means it is enough to protect the world. See, kshatriyas, brahma kshatriyas, brahma kshatre paripalite, jagat paripalayitum alam means to protect the world, you need to protect the kshatriyas. Who are not which kshatriyas? Not adharmi kshatriyas, but brahma kshatriyas. Brahma kshatriyas means what? The kshatriyas who are brave, who are courageous, who are strong, who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, and who know the value of values, who are committed to live a life of values. Thereby, who have the strength? They are called Brahma Kshatriya. Okay? Brahma Kshatre Paripalite Jagat Paripalayitum Alam. So protect the people who are living a life of dharma, who know the value of dharma, who know the value of dharma, who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge. If they are protected, means the protectors of the world are Brahma Kshatriyas. If they are protected, means the world will be protected.
Yeah, there's some word missing in this one.
Oh, maybe my book is wrong also, I can't say sometimes.
No, I mean, it makes sense what you're saying, because this simply says, Brahmakshatre paripalayatum alam. That doesn't quite make the same.
Oh, no, paripalate must have been missed out then.
Mm-hmm. And jagat paripalayate and
jagat paripalayatum alam.
So jagat paripalayatum?
Paripalayatum alam. Okay, you missed it, okay.
So,
Brahma Kshatre Paripalite Palite Jagat Paripalayitum Alam.
That's something. So if the Brahma Kshatriyas are protected, if the Brahma Kshatriyas are protected, then the Jagat is, that protection is enough for the Jagat. Is that what you're saying?
See, Kshatriyaha itself is enough. Why you use the word Brahma Kshatriya? See, Brahma Kshatriya means the Kshatriyas who have Purusharth Nischayaha, who for whom end is the Mokshaha, who are committed to the pursuit of Moksha, who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge also. At the same time, who live a life of Karma Yoga, knowing the value of values, and who are committed to live a life of Dharma. And they are the brave, courageous people who can protect the Dharmis. If they are protected, the people who appreciate Dharma and who can protect the Dharmis, thereby who can protect the Dharma, you know, is enough. If you protect them, then the world is protected. To protect the world, what should you do? Protect the Dharma. To protect the world, protect the Dharma. How can you protect the Dharma? Protect the Dharmis. Who are Dharmis? Who are committed to live the life of Dharma. Who know knowing the value of Dharma. Who can protect those who are Dharmis? Kshatriyaha. Those who know the value of protecting the Dharmis. Isn't it? They are Brahma Kshatriyaha. Ah, I bought it. It's very clear now. So for them, they need what? Strength. They need strength. Where do they gain strength, draw the strength from? Adhanam. Who gives the Bala Adhanam? Where do they get Bala Adhanam? Isn't it? Where do they gain strength from? From Vedic wisdom. So that what has to be preserved and given. Amazing, isn't it? You see the thick beauty of it. So, avyayam, say now.
Avyayam.
Avyaya palatvat. Why do you say this Vedic wisdom is imperishable, indestructible? Avyaya palatvat. Avyaya palatvata palavatvata. Okay. Avyaya palatvat. Palatvat means avyaya palam. The wisdom gives what ultimately? The palam. The vision also, Vedic vision, gives results in what? Gana palam is what? Moksha. Moksha is what? Eternal, isn't it? Very sorupam. That's what it is. Avya palatvat, vision also, subject matter of the Veda being the eternal reality. The wisdom also is what? Eternal, isn't it? Nahi
asya
yogasya.
Yogasya.
See, any knowledge, the subject matter of the Veda being the eternal imperishable reality, the knowledge of that wisdom, of that Vedic wisdom also is what? Imperishable. That's what he says. Palatvat. Avye palatvat. Nahi
asya
yogasya samyak darshana nishta lakshanasya mokshakhyam phalam vyeti. He says vyeti means what? Declines. Mokshakhyam phalam vyeti. The fruit in the form of moksha declines. But where he puts the na? Very first. Look at this. Na vyeti. He said what now? Na vyeti. What is that na vyeti? What is that which does not get destroyed, does not decline, it doesn't get perish, isn't it? What is that which does not perish? He says, na vyeti. Asya yogasya. What is asya yogasya? Samyak darshana nishta lakshanasya. Samyak darshana nishta lakshana means what? See, the wisdom, the vision of the Veda, this Vedic wisdom gives rise to what now? Gives you the fruit. What is the fruit? Moksha, known as moksha. That mokshaha is what now? Mokshaha is limitlessness in fact. Freedom is limitlessness. Therefore, that moksha is what now? Na vyeti. Mokshaha, freedom never goes. Freedom does not come, freedom does not go. Freedom means being free. Being free means being free from limitations. Being free from limitation means being limitless. Limitlessness is equal to freedom. You have to understand. limitlessness is equal to freedom, and limitlessness is the nature of the reality. Reality is eternal, nityaha. Therefore, limitlessness also is what now? Nityaha. Isn't it? If water is nitya, means H2O is what? H2O, isn't it? Like that, here also, moksha, atma is nityaha, because limitlessness is eternal, isn't it? Nature is eternal. Therefore, mokshakhyam palam na vyeti. He is explaining. Avyaya palatvat, Vedic wisdom is avyayam. Why do you say it is indeclinable, imperishable? Because the fruit of Vedic wisdom, moksha is what now? Is everlasting. It is eternal. Why it is eternal? Why it is eternal? Because swarupam. Understand now? Such a vivasvan. Have you got the meaning why he is explaining? Why this wisdom is eternal? Why this wisdom is everlasting? He is explaining because the fruit of this wisdom happens to be moksha. That moksha happens to be eternal, imperishable. Isn't it? The wisdom also is eternal. Everlasting. Such a vivasvan manave praha and sahacha vivasvan, that vivasvan, the son, manave praha. He repeats it now. He repeats the same sentence. Manuhu ikshvakave swaputraya adirajaya abravit. Who is the ikshvaku? Is what now? Manu gave this wisdom to his own son, Adi Rajaya Abravit. For foremost of the kings, he gave this wisdom. Don't ask me now, how do you know who is the first king and all that. Really just the presentation. Okay? And we are going to see that later on. Is it clear now? Okay. Samyak darshana nishta means clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision. It's called samyak darshana nishta. See, this wisdom is for what is it wisdom? The wisdom based on the ascertained, doubt-free vision. Samyak darshanam, clear, doubt-free vision. It's called samyak darshanam. Nishta, commitment, isn't it? That is the based on that, samyak darshan nishta. This yoga is in the form for what? This wisdom, yoga here means the wisdom only together. And under in this context, the word yoga means only Vedic wisdom. But take it correctly. The Vedic wisdom comprising of what now? The two lifestyles. Two lifestyles based on what? What is two lifestyles for? What are two lifestyles for? Two lifestyles which are to be lived one of the other, one for preparing, one for jnanam. Ultimately for what? Jnanam. What jnanam? Vision of the eternal reality. Is it? That's what I'm saying. And that results in what? Freedom from bondage, isn't it? Evam parampara praptam.
Evam parampara praptam.
See, all your doubts and queries will be answered here as I go ahead. I have to answer because Krishna Arjuna is going to ask now. Look at this. He's going to say now. Evam parampara praptam.
Evam parampara praptam.
Imam rajarshayo viduhu. Sakale neha mahata.
Sakale neha mahata.
Yogo nashtav parantapa.
Yogo nashtav parantapa.
Now he says, hey parantapa. Krishna is calling Arjuna as, hey parantapa. Having glorified the knowledge, having glorified the tradition, sampradaya also, he says, yevam. Yevam means what? In this manner. In which manner? from me to sun, sun to Vivasvan, Vivasvan to Ikshvaku, Manu, Manu to Ikshvaku. This is how this has been coming downward now. Unbroken lineage of, you know, the teachers have been there right from me, Arjuna. I am a beginningless person. Krishna implies what? As a Lord, I am beginningless. When I am beginningless, I was the one who gave this to this Surya. Means what? It never had beginning. This wisdom also is what now? Timeless. This every time there is a srishtihi, wisdom becomes what? Vedic wisdom becomes manifest. And wisdom and the whole, it has been, it keeps on, it's been handed down. Isn't it? Then again when the pralayam happens, what happens to Vedic wisdom? Becomes again resolved. Again, Veda also becomes manifest. That means it's called Veda is perennially eternal. Every time Jagat becomes, there's a deluge, Vedic wisdom becomes what? Doesn't get destroyed. Become resolved. Again it becomes manifest. Becomes unmanifest, becomes manifest. Along with the Srishti, Veda also comes back. Vedic wisdom comes back. Along with the Jagat, Vedic wisdom becomes unmanifest. Along with the Jagat, Vedic wisdom becomes manifest. Therefore, Jagat also has no beginning, Veda also has no beginning. Understand now? That means what? Vedic no wisdom also has been there. It is perennially eternal. Understand now? That is why we this Veda is likened to what? The Ganga is likened to this Veda. Ganga Nadi, I told you many times in the class. I don't know whether I told in this class. I told every class I told many times. I think even you heard me telling this. Have you?
Even you.
Even you heard me what? Even you must have, you know, you didn't come to this class before. I must have told in other classes. Even you might have heard me what? Some other classes, so much as
well.
I thought I told you this in Richard's house some time back, or somewhere in where we went somewhere. Anna's house, or sometime maybe, no, Yakshir, I don't know. I might have told this Ganga business. All that I like to talk about Ganga.
I haven't heard the Ganga business.
Okay, no, Ganga.
At least in this lifetime.
Okay, no, Ganga is a holy river for us. Why Ganga is very special for us? Why not Thames? For me, whenever I come to see Thames, I invoke Ganga in Thames. I make this all river also equally great. So for me, London Ganga is Thames. Okay, any river for that matter, it's all in it's a symbolic, isn't it? Ganga, the beginning of Ganga, where exactly Ganga river begins, nobody knows. Even if you go to the place called Gangotri, that is where people start seeing, oh, this is where Ganga begins. So Gangotri they say. But if really speaking, many streams somewhere from many places come together and join somewhere and come. Nobody knows actually Rishi Moolam and Nadi Moolam, Nadi Moolam. Where is the actually the first beginning of Ganga, where is it? Nobody knows. Isn't it? But still some one point you see Ganga falling and then it starts flowing. Therefore Ganga is likened to, actually Ganga is symbolizes this perennially eternal Veda. The perennial eternal flow of Vedic wisdom. Symbol is Ganga. The fact Ganga is a holy river for us. And then when you go to Ganga, there's a Jnana Ganga, Jnana Pravahini. Ganga stands for what? Jnana Pravaha. Shastra Ganga. Shastra Pravaha. Shastra Jnana Pravaha is Ganga Pravaha. The flow of Ganga is Shastra Jnana Pravaha. And go to Ganga and then we do what now? That's why Ganga comes from where? Shiva's head. Why? What Shiva's now? Who is Shiva? Shiva stands for pure consciousness. From there comes where? There is a source, no? The source of Ganga. Consciousness is the source from where any wisdom, any knowledge, any vritti comes. Now, where does knowledge, what is origin, source of knowledge? Consciousness, isn't it? Source of knowledge is consciousness only. So we say that from there comes head. The Ganga sits sitting here. And we made her, because we didn't want, because Ganga is an intro word, who didn't want to get in confusion got them married. Married means no problem, you see, then nobody can say no. Then Ganga, and Ganga flows. And Ganga, go to Ganga and it asks to have 3 dips, not more than 3. You will have cold otherwise. That's not true. Well, that's not true. You can play as long as you want. I used to do that for hours. I never used to like to come out of Ganga. But Ganga, not 3 dips, okay? Sit in Ganga and play for the whole day. It's very nice to be in the water. That's a different thing, isn't it? But 3 dips you have to take. Whole, completely have to go inside. You should completely soaked in Ganga. Now, you know, should not back, should not be seen also. Very difficult, you know. Completely go in and come out. 3 times. First dip is what? Shravanam. Second dip is what? Mananam. Third dip is what? Nididhyasanam. When you come out, all, my God, Shravanam and Nididhyasanam, what you have to do for many for years, systematically, regularly, with the commitment, with the help of proper, competent teacher, you do it in 3 dips. Okay? And come out soaked. What now? All over you, Ganga, water is flowing, means what? Yes. Come out soaked in knowledge. Just you stink with the jnanam. You know, when you come out, the fragrance of knowledge. You are soaked in jnanam. Anybody touches you also will get jnanam. Stick, isn't it? Jnanam, that means you come out and you're free. And you have given up what? Vidvat sannyasa. Doership has got washed off. Ahankara is the dirt he had. No? Scrubbed off. What ahankara has gone, adhyasa, ahankara, all the dirt has gone. And you come out clean, pure, free from doership, free from the notions. All the wrong notions got washed off. Come out clean, as pure. The different perspective, different view of life, different perception of the world, is a different perception of the self. You come out, the perspective has changed. Come out. Then free. That's why Ganga. Understand now? That's why people go and do arati, to respect Shastram. See, this is what I'm saying. Here, oh Bhagavan, it is perennially eternal wisdom means what? To highlight the importance of Vedic wisdom, we go and bow to, even Ganga water, first we won't even put the foot first there. First we sit down, bow to the Ganga, just to do namaskaram. If we invoke Ganga in this water also, I just do namaskar. You know that? First bow to Ganga, then you take it and you don't waste, no, just sprinkle because it cleanses. That attitude. I mean, you can understand, even the water which stands for Shastram has so much of reverence, means how much reverence we should have for Veda. Ganga is so revered because it simply stands for this eternal Vedic wisdom. Is it constant, continuous? Ganga never became dry. Never became dry. Only one river in India still protecting, and the wheat. The wheat comes here. I'm very happy. Punjab comes from somewhere from India. The wheat flour, Ganga is there. Ganga comes in the form of wheat. Some jnanam goes in. That's why very, very holy about the whole the Ganga bank, and then those things. When you think of wheat coming from North India, really, we like it because it brings it all. Ganga. Ganga alone comes in the form of wheat flour also. No, what I'm saying, so much reverence for Ganga because Ganga stands for eternal flow of, unbroken flow of Vedic wisdom. Ganga never became dry. It's been flowing and flowing, keeps on flowing. Similarly, Vedic wisdom also is what now? This lineage of the teachers have never, the teachers are changing, but the lineage is, somehow through the unbroken chain of lineage of teachers, the Vedic flow of Vedic wisdom has never got obstructed. It's been flowing. Unobstructedly it's been flowing. That's what Krishna says here. She's trying to say here. Understand what I'm saying? That is so much reverence for Ganga Jalam. People go, put do aarti, flowers, and they worship, they bow to, they do namaskaram. No, so much they're doing means why? Imagine how much reverence we should have for Shastra Ganga. That's what Veda means. We now don't even keep it down, no? We all, with reverence. because the subject matter of Veda is Bhagavan, the very reality, it only eternal, everlasting truth is you. Isn't it? You means what? The only reality is subject matter. That is why, and the freedom also is what? The fruit of the jnanam also is what? Everlasting. Reality is everlasting. Fruit of the knowledge of the reality also is what? Everlasting. Very swarupam. Therefore, subject matter also, the Veda also is what now? This wisdom also is what now? Everlasting. Is it clear now? Avyayam. That's what I'm saying. So he says, evam, in this manner, parampara praptam. Parampara praptam means what? Through lineage. Parampara means paraha paraya dadati. One person gives to other person gives to other person gives to other person. It's called parampara. Parampara means what? That which has been coming down through unbroken lineage of teachers called parampara. Praptam, this Vedic wisdom, hey Arjuna, today again I am giving this to you. I gave this to son in the beginning of the creation, to son, myself. And today again I am giving this to you. Isn't it? Imam parampara praptam rajarshayaha viduhu. Rajarshayaha viduhu means what? All rajarishis, kings of India, Indian, you know, those days, kings are all rajarishis. They are all not simply kings. They were great administrators, great governors, and they are also what? Rishis, men of great wisdom. Rajarishis. Rajanascha, no, rishascha. They were rishis as well as great kings. They were not simply jobless people, no? Look at this. When people are protected, we had to talk about all these things. You see, people think no, rishis means oh, somewhere sitting in all poor sadhus and then with small tuft on their heads and then begging bowls, going around, dirty clothes. No, kings, great kings, rajarshayaha, rajarshayaha. Look at this, rajarshayaha viduhu. Even all the great kings of India, who were great seers, with great wisdom and vision, they knew this, they had this Vedic wisdom. How did they have it? Because they have been getting it, not now, through the unbroken lineage of teachers, isn't it? They've been coming down. Paramparaya praptam. Parampara praptam imam yogam rajarshyaha viduhu. They knew this. But what happened? Saha yogaha, that Vedic wisdom, mahata kalena iha. Saha yogaha mahata kalena iha nashtaha. What happened? Somehow there is this lineage of this lineage has somehow somewhere is broken. So now the broken lineage, nashtaha means what? Vichinna sampradayaha. I'm going to say that now. Somehow this lineage got broken. So again I have come back now for what? To continue that, to correct that, to patch up that broken lineage, isn't it? Broken thing, I have come back now, so again it can be continued. Is it clear now? Mm. We'll see that. Evam kshatriya parampara praptam.
Parampara praptam.
See, kshatriya parampara praptam. In this manner, it has been being, now it has been coming down through what now? Kshatriya parampara, isn't it? Through the kings, lineage of kings, who have been kings and who have been teachers also. They were kings, they were great sages, they are also teachers. You can understand, kings, they were great kings, but they also had taught this to their children, isn't it? Therefore, what now? It has been coming down also. Every father was also a teacher. Look at this. Father was also a teacher. Amazing. Imam rajarshayaha rajanascha te rishayaha cha rishayascha rajarshayaha viduhu imam yogam. They were kings, they were great seers, and they knew this, and they had also taught this to their children. Saha yogaha, such great wisdom, kalena iha mahata. Mahatta means what? Dirghena kalena. For a very long time, nashtaha. Natta means what? Vichinna sampradayaha samvrittaha. Vichinna sampradayaha means what now? This sampradayaha, this lineage, now this sampradaya, this tradition has been now broken. Parantapa. Atmanaha vipaksha bhutaha paraha ityuchyante. That means what now? Atmanaha vipaksha bhutaha paraha ityuchyante. Atmanaha vipaksha bhutaha means what now? People have turned their faces away from Atma, Atma jnanam. Okay, Atmanaha vipaksha bhutaha means they have gone away from the pursuit of knowledge. Paraha ityuchyante tan. Therefore, what happened now? When people are not given to the self-knowledge, pursuit of self-knowledge, naturally, those people tan, shaurya, tejo gabastibihi, banuhu iva, tapayati, iti, parantapaha. Shaurya, tejo gabastibihi banuhu iva tapayati iti parantapaha. Shatru tapanaha itartaha. And he is explaining the meaning of the word parantapa. See, the whole thing, if you see, parantapa is one word that is explained from where? Atmanaha vipaksha bhutaha paraha ityuchyante. Who are paraha? Who are said to be paraha? Paraha ityuchyante. From there, the whole word, the whole sentence is explaining the meaning of the word parantapa. He is saying, who are first to understand parantapaha, meaning of the word parantapa, we have to understand paran tapati iti parantapaha, the scorcher of others, enemies. Scorcher of enemies is called parantapaha. Who are enemies here? Who are paraha? Who are said to be paraha? Paraha iti uchyante. They are said to be enemies. Who are they? Atmanaha vipaksha bhutaha. Atmanaha vipaksha bhutaha means those whose actions are against their own will. Those whose actions are against their own conscience. Those who are wrongdoers. Okay, who are the enemies here? Those whose actions are against their own conscience. That means who are not committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Those whose actions are against their own conscience. Is it called what now? They are the enemies. Atmanaha vipaksha bhutaha. Atmanaha paksha bhutaha means what? Those whose actions are in conformity with their own conscience. Then vipaksha bhutaha. Vipaksha bhutaha means those who are against their own conscience. That means what? Those whose actions are wrong. They are enemies. Paraha. Tan. Such people, such wrongdoers, other means. Okay. Atmanaha vipaksha bhutaha means adharminaha. They are paraha, they are enemies. Isn't it? And such people, tan, them, shaurya tejo gabastibihi. Shaurya tejaha means what? Shaurya means, you know, bravery, courage. Tejaha means strength. With the strength, with the, he says, gabasti means ray of light. Arjuna, the real warrior, the real kshatriya, is the one who scorches them with the, like a sun. Just as sun scorches with his rays of light, one who scorches the enemies or against the other means with the rays of strength and their bravery. Men who fought against adharma to establish dharma. They are kshatriyas. Is it clear now? So, gabastihi means ray of light. Shaurya means bravery. And tejas means strength. Isn't it? With their courage and with the rays of their courage and strength, the one who now scorches those enemies. Enemies, who are the enemies? Whose actions are against their own conscience. Or other enemies. He's there. Therefore, Banuhu Iva Tapayati, one who scorches like the sun. Banuhu Iva Tapayati, scorches like the sun. Banuhu Iva Tapayati, iti Parantapaha. What's other meaning? Shatru Tapanaha Ityartaha. Shatru Tapanaha means what now? Scorcher of enemies. Is it clear? He just, Shankaracharya gives some, he wants to. And he just goes and he talks about this. Tanj. Sandhi has come here. Tan, them, avarhalai. That's the meaning. Tan, them. Shaurya tejo gabastibihi banuhu iva tapayati. Iti parantapaha. Shatru tapanaha ityartaha. Now he is explaining again further. Durbalan. Ajitendriyan. Prapya. Nashtam yogam. Imam. Upalabhya. Lokamcha. Purushartha sambandhinam. Sambandhinam? Do you have that?
Apurushartha.
Yeah. Lokamcha apurushartha. Yeah. Durbalan. Ajitendriyan prapya. Durbalan means what now? Sabalan, durbalan. Those who are weak. Who are weak now? See, those who do not live a life of dharma. Those who cannot, then they cannot be strong. They are very weak. Weak people. And Ajitendriyan. Jitendriyaha means those who have mastery over senses, means those who can manage their minds, desires, thoughts. Those who have mastery over senses, they are Jitendriyaha. But here, Ajitendriyaha means what now? Those who do not have mastery over their senses, those who cannot manage their thoughts, Ajitendriyaha. One, the Ajitendriyaha are the Sabalaha. Ajitendriyaha are Durbalaha, naturally. They are weak people. No? Such people, Tan Prapya, having gone to them, such people, what happened now? Yo Nashtam Yogam. This yoga has become what now? This sampradaya has got broken. Therefore, imam upalabhya lokamcha apurushartha sambandhinam. So, purushartha sambandhi loka means what now? The world wherein people live, the people who are committed to the pursuit of moksha, they are purushartha sambandhi. That loka, the world where people who live are committed to purushartha. Purushartha are called what now? That word is said to be purushartha sambandhi lokaha. Apurushartha sambandhi loka means what now? The world is there where people are living, those who are not committed to the purushartha. I mean, those who do not have purushartha nischaya and those who are not committed to the pursuit of their end also. Such people. Therefore, what happened now? For thy sake now, again I am teaching this to you. He says now, Saye vayam maya tedya.
Saye vayam maya tedya.
Yoga prokta puratanaha.
Yoga prokta puratanaha.
Bhakto sime sakha cheti.
Bhakto sime sakha cheti.
Rahasyam heta duttamam.
Rahasyam heta duttamam.
He says, sahayeva yogaha. The same yogaha which I had taught the sun in the beginning of the creation. Okay? Before, the same yogaha, what happened now? Because the sampradaya has got broken, I am teaching this to you. Saiva, not different one. Oh, I gave before differently, now I give different one. Not a different medication, like, okay, when you change the medicine, it doesn't work. In the same thing. Why? Moksha is what now? Universal. End. Moksha is the only choiceless. End. Jnanam is the only means for that. For that jnanam, one has to what now? Prepare one's mind. To prepare one's mind, one has to live one's life of the dharma. For which the same, one needs to know the sarupa of the atma. Nothing else, not different one. Same thing has to be given. Understand now. Therefore, sahayeva yoga means what? The same Vedic wisdom which has been there timelessly, which had been given earlier also. The same yoga, unfortunately, somewhere it got broken, really, you know. Again, I'm giving the same thing to you. Sahayeva ayam yogaha maya te adya proktaha puratanaha. Adya means what? He says today. When today? We must have understood one day he had given both chapters, second and third chapters. Okay, Krishna says what now? That yoga, he has given the whole Vedic wisdom. No, he put the entire Vedic wisdom in one mixture and then and made it, and one essence has given to Arjuna. Sahayeva ayam yogaha maya adya proktaha. Today has been told by me to you. But what is this yoga? Don't think because I gave it to you this today, don't think it is very new. It is very fresh. It is ever needed, but never old. Okay? Puratanaha. Puratanaha means most ancient. Most ancient means what? Timeless. Most ancient means useless. Well, we think that way. But here they were the most useful, ever useful, but at the same time what? Ever fresh. At the same time, timeless. How to say the timelessness of the Vedic wisdom? Puratanaha. Okay, very old. Because in every time in the beginning of creation, I taught this to, sun. It been coming down. Always it's protected. It'll be there, it'll be going on throughout until, what now? Until the pralaya. Again, pralaya it become resolved. Again, it'll become manifest. Very nice, isn't it? In between pralayam, srishti and pralayam, we'll be coming many times and going, and we'll be learning, understanding, and we'll be becoming righteous people, and then we'll be becoming mature, and we'll become ready for jnanam, like that. Isn't it? Pratanaha. And why do I give this? Even though Bhagavan should have kept quiet, why did he give this? Because you are bhaktaha. Bhaktaha asi. You are devoted to me. It means what? Hey Arjuna, you are committed to dharma, you are committed to moksha, you are committed to jnanam bhaktaha asi. Not only that now, me sakhacha iti. Now you are also my friend. Sakhati. Samana khyatihi yasya. Understand now, sakha means one who things are like. One whose inclinations are the same, he is called Sakha. Understand now? Suppose we are friends, but no, he thinks differently, I think differently. Means what is that? Is it Sakha means is more than just a friend? Okay, and we say friend. One who is thinking, na samana khyati, Sakha chaiti. What now? Yetadu uttamam rahasyam. This yoga, this Vedic wisdom is what now? Great secret. In the most auspicious secret. Why it is secret? Because you are the seeker is the sought. That is why it is secret. Seeker is the sought. Therefore, it's secret. Even this morning I told, remember? What is that? Our Swamiji told, usually he tells in story. You must have heard in this class also. Two people, they traveled. Now in India, when you travel from Kanyakumari to Kashmir by train, okay, and then it will take very long. Minimum 4 days, 5 days, 4 nights and 5 days. or something like, because in between they stop also somewhere. So 5 days and nights she had to travel from Kashmir to Kanyakumari to Kashmir by train. And when they go, suppose some people have money, lot of money, or one person had lot of money with him. And every day he counts the money carefully during the daytime. And they in the same compartment, the another person was traveling, he is a very, very efficient thief. Okay? And he is known for his, actually, he was sitting there, an opposite thing. And he was always watching this man counting the money and keeping it. And every day he tried to steal that money in the night. But he could not steal that money at all. All the 4 days have gone. 5th day has come, he has to get down now. Okay, soon they'll be getting down. So that this thief was so disappointed, but I've been always successful. And with this man I failed, how come that I couldn't, I wasn't successful. He wanted to know. And he openly asked him, every day I've been trying to, take your money out. I see you counting the money during the daytime, but somehow at night I tried to really take your money away from you. But I'm a very efficient person, but I couldn't. What did you do? Why did you hide your money? I kept the money in a place where you will never even doubt to search. What is the place? Every time you get up and go to the toilet, I put the money under your pillow in the night. And then I'm so relaxed. And you come and search all my things. And then you never get my money. And again, when you get up and go to the toilet, I take the money from your pillow. And I count and keep it with me. The best place is what? Thieves' pillow is the best place. So not to, isn't it? Like that's what is secret. Okay? So here, uttamam rahasyam. The secret is what? Seeker is the very sought. What is sought is the very seeker himself. That is why, and he is saying, this jnanam also cannot be simply given to the person who is not really inclined, who is not interested in. He wastes it. And Krishna says, I am giving this such a great precious knowledge, this wisdom, I am giving this to you because one thing, you are very devoted. Devoted means what? You are jignasu bhaktaha. You are jignasu bhaktaha, dharmavan, neetiman, so I am giving this to you. You are highly righteous, highly ethical, highly committed to dharma, and highly committed to the pursuit of knowledge, committed to me, isn't it? Therefore, moksham and jnanam. Jnanam, moksha, dharma also, commitment to dharma. Now, as a proper kshatriya, you are interested in the well-being also. Now you are asking for that. Therefore, one thing, you are bhaktaha. Second thing, you are also my friend. Isn't it? Sakha Chaiti, I am giving this knowledge to you. 5 o'clock. Will they read this? Sahayeva.
Sahayeva.
Ayam.
Ayam.
Iti. See, Saha and Ayam are two words. Ayam means this. Ayam. Saha means that. So that stands for what? The knowledge, yogaha, the wisdom which was given that time to that person. The person, tatkala sambandha, isn't it? The person was that person, time was that time. But knowledge is what? The same, wisdom is the same. Now who is now this time? This time, the person is this person. Now Arjuna is the person. Time is this time. What was given before that time? Time, beginning of creation, it was given to sun. Now in between is given to the same wisdom is given to Arjuna. Therefore, Saha, I am, the two words, two pronouns reveal the different people who received the same knowledge at different timings. But the knowledge given is the same. Wisdom is the same. Saha eva ayam yogaha maya by me te tubhyam to you adya, today. Today means what now? Don't take it very literally today. Shankara feels very bad to say today. Which day? So he says, idanim, now. Now means what? When Krishna was talking to Arjuna. Now, yogaha, this wisdom, proktaha has been said, has been given, has been said. Puratanaha, ancient, means timeless. Bhaktaha asi, me sakacha asi iti. You are my friend as well as my devotee. Rahasyam, this is called rahasyam, this is uttamam rahasyam. Why he? Because yasmat yetadu uttamam yoge jnanam iti artaha. Uttam is what? Jnanam iti artaha. Bhagavata viprati shiddham uktam iti mabhut kasya chit buddhihi iti parihararartham cha udyamiva kurvan arjunaha uvacha bhagavata viprati shiddham uktam iti mabhut kasya chit buddhihi parihararartham. See, bhagavata viprati shiddham uktam means what? It has been contradictorily said by Bhagavan iti, somebody can think, is it? Why Bhagavan, sir, Krishna, Arjuna is asking the question now. Why some others might think, anybody might think, kasya chit, for anybody, there may be a thought. What thought may be there? He said, viprati-shiddham uktam. Viprati-shiddham in what? Contradictorily it has been said. How? Krishna, that idea is, what he, the meaning is, now Krishna, Arjuna is going to ask this question. Why he is asking the question, that Shankara introduces that? Because your birth was after sun. Which birth? Krishna's date of birth, Gokulashtami. Now, Ashtami Tithi, is it? Ashtami Tithi, we know that Rohini Nakshatram, he has a date of birth. And who are the parents? Vasudeva and Devaki. And his birthday was very well known. Also celebrated also every year. And then therefore I know your birthday. And that means you were my contemporary. You've been my playmate. I know you very well. Almost you are of the same age and same of tastes and things. How do you then? Now you say you had taught Vivaswan. How come Vivaswan has been there from beginning of the creation? Sun has been there from the beginning of creation. And you were born very late now. I know you. I heard about your date of birth and all that, isn't it? That means what? You are my contemporary, my playmate, my charioteer now. How do you expect me to believe that you had taught this to who? Sun. In the beginning of creation. Do you want me to believe that you had been there in the beginning of the creation? Isn't it? So this is the, this God, he couldn't, what? Dhahayeva ayam yogaha maya proktaha. No, I had taught this to, this son Krishna says, it really sounds viprati shiddham uktam. Isn't it? It's all, it sounds contradictory. He couldn't really relate to what Krishna was saying. He couldn't deny what Krishna was saying. He had to accept, he felt like accepting it. At the same time, he wanted to make it very clear also. What is that? What is the secret behind your contradictory statement? Maybe you are not contradictory, but for me, you sound contradictory because my understanding of you, isn't it, is something very different. What do you mean by saying that you had taught? What do you mean by saying that you are teaching the same thing to me now? Who are you then? Isn't it? What does it mean? So that is what Arjuna has a doubt. So your birth was very, very, very much after sons, the birth of the son. And how come that you had taught son? It's a big doubt, isn't it? So I think I have to stop. We'll see that very interesting place we stopped. I think I've just given you enough introduction. So we'll take the interesting, serious thing. So avatara, concept of avatara, we will discuss next class. What do we mean by avatara? Okay, actually I only want to say something about avatara, but I have concept now.
Avataraha
means, descending.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Janma is birth. The big difference. Only one small point I can mention. The Maya has undergo change to become elements, then the elemental is our Shariram. As Krishna Shariram is Mayika Shariram. Doesn't become elements and then become directly Maya itself becomes the Shariram. We will see next class. Om Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Without becoming bhuta bhutas, not directly becomes shariram. That's why mayika shariram, bhautika shariram. That's the difference. Avatar shariram is mayikam. And our shariram, janmam is what? Bhautika shariram. Okay, bhautika, mayika, shariram, bhedam, I teach you next class. We'll see next class. Something we have to work, concentrate.
What is Bhautika and what's the other one?
Bhautika means elemental.
Right. And
Mayika.
And then what's the other one?
Mayika.
Mayika.
Mayika means without undergoing any change, directly.